Okay, welcome everyone to Board of Local Building Authority for Emery County. It is 2:30 PM, January 10th, 2023. We're at the Emery County Administration Building, 75 East Main Street in Castledale, Utah. Board of Commissioners for this meeting is now Lynn Sitra, Jordan Leonard, and Kevin Jensen. We will open today's meeting. Going to the agenda item number one, discuss approved deny minute meeting minutes from December 13th, 2022 LBA meetings.
I make the motion that we accept the meeting minutes from December 13th, 2022 LBA meeting.
I've reviewed those minutes and I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes from December 13th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Item two, open and award sealed proposals for RFQ for gasification testing facility technical advisor services. So that will be...
That was the BYU.
BYU, okay. We only received one bid on this, and it is from BYU. They are the ones that are... Dr. Fry from BYU that's really behind that facility up there. And on an RFQ, we're looking for what?
The most qualified person, right?
Yeah. There's no monetary bid to this. It's just showing all of their qualifications, and they've got quite a list of qualifications here. So where we're not looking at, well, actually we do have a monetary budget here. They're saying that their budget for this work that they're going to do here is $255,000. So, I think what we're looking for is just a motion to accept this RFQ, turn it over to Mike to look at, and then if your motion could say that we would award the proposal to BYU if the county attorney approves it.
Just a quick question on the testing facility. Is this just in addition to what's currently up there?
Yeah, what it is. Oh, I should have explained that to you. Okay. On the combustion side, we're not in the nuclear building. We're out in the shed. That L1500 machine that we built up 3 years ago has been running. We've shut that machine down and rebuilt it, put a bunch of new piping and everything in it, and now we're building facilities that tie to that machine to do gasification and other stuff. And so we're going to be building a new building up there outside of that existing shed, but everything ties back to this machine that's in there. And so BYU is going to act as a subcontractor and come in and be over a lot of the work that's being done right there to get the next testing, everything built up and ready to go again. So we went out for an RFQ just to see if who all wanted to be part of putting this plan together, and they're the only ones that have sent in an RFQ.
Okay. I'll motion that we accept this RFQ with Dr. Fry and Brigham Young University.
And I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to accept the RFQ from BYU for the gasification testing facility technical advisor services. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I have a quick question that's going to come into play when I work with Mike on contracts. Where it's an RFQ, and how the RFQ was written, it said that the LBA would enter into negotiations regarding services, fees, terms, conditions, all that, after it was awarded. We're not necessarily awarding the dollar amount they presented, right?
No, that was just their budget.
Okay. I just, that's going to become a question when I, when it's time to make the contract, so I just wanted to make sure.
So yeah, that's a good clarification, but they've provided that with us, and one person responded, so now you can look at that and see if it's what you're after.
Yeah, so what will happen is we'll bring the money in from the other companies, and then just have a, we'll make a contract with BYU to pay them out that amount out of what we receive from the other companies. So it won't actually be our money that we're giving them. They'll just be a subcontractor under the big companies from back east. So does this go back to Mrs. Cox or to you? You want her first?
I want at least a copy, but she can keep the original.
I'll email it to Melanie.
Awesome, thank you.
Okay, item number two, opening and award sealed proposals for RFQ for gasification. Oh, that's one we just did. Sorry. Item three, open and award sealed proposals for professional engineering services at San Rafael Energy Research Center. So when we built the nuclear facility, actually both sides, not so much on the combustion side, but all of the work that's been done over on the nuclear side inside the big building was all overseen by the engineering services of Jones and DeMille. They do use our local people here at Johansson and Tuttle as subs underneath them. They did all of the engineering services for everything over there up to this point. Now we're looking at going to a next phase, building a new building out back, and adding more equipment, so it's another full phase of the facility up there. So we went out for RFQs for someone to do the professional engineering services. This isn't giving them the contract yet, but it's they're giving us all of their qualifications so that we can continue to use them for engineering work. And then if it comes to a specific, make sure I say this right, Mike, they're going to do this planning and everything for us, and when it comes to a specific project, then it'll go out for bids and they'll rebid that project. But this is the planning out where a building will go and sending out the bids to get somebody to build the building and stuff, but not actually overseeing the building of it yet, right?
I think that's correct, yeah.
Okay. Yep. So, again, we went out for an RFQ, and we've only received one RFQ back. It is from Jones and DeMille, and they are the ones that have been doing all of our engineering up there from the inception. So again, we would look for a motion to accept this RFQ and turn it over to Mike, and then if your motion could say that it would be awarded to them upon his acceptance.
And just so, I mean, just so you're not worried on that, I look at the RFP and make sure that the contract matches that. Okay. So that, you know, I don't have it right in front of me to be sure to answer that question, but yes, we always enter the contract that matches the RFQ or the RFP.
So my understanding is if they make a motion to accept this and turn it over to you and authorize you to do it, then if you look at this and everything's good, then you can go ahead and do a simple contract.
Yep.
Okay. So a question on that. So is this just the design, or are they building the building?
No, this isn't the actual building of it. This is the design and going out for bid and going out and getting all of the, everything put together of what the specs need to be for a building.
Okay.
And a lot of times they will actually even send out and get the quotes from the steel building people and stuff like that, and then he'll do a contract with them. Then when it comes time to actually do all of the engineering to do the big project and stuff, then it'll go out for bid for a dollar amount.
And then just a question.
This allows them to keep doing what they've been doing for the last 4 years and just keep doing our engineering as far as it's, I don't know how to explain it, but keep doing all of the day-to-day engineering that's been being done.
And on the budget and the funding, is that, has that been in place, or I was curious on?
Yeah, what we did was we received $2 million from the state of Utah a year ago, and we used that money for match money on That was our big grant, Build Back Better.
Okay.
We didn't get the Build Back Better grant, so the money's still been sitting there. So the state came back to us and said, hey, you can't come asking for more money till you spend that, so hurry up and spend it.
Okay.
And so we pulled, they allowed us to hold 400,000 of the 2 million to use for match on another grant we were trying to get, but they said we had to spend the other 1.6. So the 1.6 is going to go to build this new building.
Okay.
That new building, there's equipment sitting up there on the ground right now, waiting for a building to go in to start doing the experiments.
Okay.
So Jones and the Mill, if I'm right, Jones and the Mill helped us get the funding for that.
They did.
And that is not easy.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So it takes a lot of expertise and a lot. There's a lot that goes into that. So. I mean, that's why we've done it this way, is they helped us to get in the position to get that funding.
Okay.
And they're good at it. And we need to, you know, we need to continue to do that if we want that money, because they help us do that. So.
Yeah, that's just like it's not part of this meeting, but we've also gone out to try to give them a contract for $8,000 on the senior center that we're trying to build. And what they do is they come in, draw the pictures, say this is what it's going to look like, fill out the application for us, and they actually go up and hold our hand at CIB and help present up there because they're good at it. And so they go in and say, here's the picture, here's what we want to build, here's what Emory County wants to do, and they actually represent us.
They were helpful in the expansion of the golf course as well. Yeah. They help.
They're really good at what they do.
If you don't understand that process, it's a whole animal of its own.
Yeah.
So it's good that we hire someone to help us do that, because I mean, nobody I know could just go in and know how all that works. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so where they're the only ones that are bidding, it just leaves everything seamless, because they've already been our engineer for the last 4 years. So
I'll make the motion that we award this proposal to J&T.
No, nope. Oh, Jones and DeMille.
Jones and DeMille, sorry. Jones and DeMille, sorry. Sorry. Jones and DeMille for this professional engineering services, if they qualify and we go forward.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to turn this RFQ over to Mr. Olson. If everything is okay, we will award a contract to Jones and DeMille to continue the professional engineering services at Santa Fe Energy Research Center. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item 4, approve any bills to be paid through LBA. None? That's a good day to not have to pay bills. Item 5, any other business which may regularly come before the board? Any other questions? We're done. Item 6, we'll look for a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Thank you for coming. And adjourn.